Jack and News. Trending now. Trending now.
There's a yellow level one warning that's been issued for severe thunderstorms over the western parts of the northwest and western and southern Free State. Isolated showers and thundershowers can be expected over Gauteng and the southern parts of Mpumalanga from this afternoon. Pretoria and Polokwane up to 26, Joburg and Emalahleni 24, Mbombela 25 and Rustenburg up to 29 degrees.
A collision in Parktown on Houghton Drive southbound near St. Patrick Road. It's causing slow moving traffic.
President Cyril Ramaphosa has declared a special provincial official funeral category 2 for late Pastor Ray McCauley. He was the founder of the Rima Bible Church and passed away last week at the age of 75. The Harding government says McCauley will be laid to rest at the Randburg Church on Saturday. And Israel's latest bombardment of Hezbollah targets caused widespread destruction in southern Lebanon ahead of US and Israeli strikes in the wider region today. Israel's assault on Lebanon yesterday toppled buildings and killed the city mayor hours before Israeli strikes were reported in Syria and in Gaza. Washington has vowed to support Israel despite growing international criticism over the civilian toll of Israel's fight against Iran-allied militant groups in Gaza and Lebanon. I'm Khadija de Souza. There's more news at 8.
Well, some good news for the Vodacom Bulls ahead of their next URC match, and that's against the Scarlets tomorrow, with centre David Greel given the all clear to face them tomorrow. That's after his red card was rescinded. Greel was shown red after their win against Ospreys last weekend. It was their third straight win of the campaign after earlier victories over Edinburgh and Ulster. The stage is set for a blockbuster Women's T20 World Cup semi-final as the Proteas brace to take on tournament favourites Australia in Dubai this afternoon. First ball is at 4 o'clock. A representative for Kylian Mbappe has denounced reports in the Swedish press about the French soccer star as, quote, totally false and irresponsible. Several Swedish outlets reported that Mbappe is suspected on reasonable grounds of rape after visiting a nightclub and staying at a hotel in Stockholm on the 10th of this month. Swedish prosecutors announced that a criminal report had been submitted to the police. And a Romanian chess master, grandmaster, was expelled from a national level competition after being accused of using a mobile device during play. Kirill Shchevchenko, I promise you that's his name.
You don't have to make names up. Yeah, you can just say it. Yeah. We believed you.
Yeah. Kirill.
Yes,
sure.
Kirill.
What
Kirill.
Did you do?
Yeah, Shevchenko. Currently 69th in the chessing world rankings, was competing in Spanish team championship when the cheating occurred. According to chess.com, He aroused suspicion when he began spending long periods away from the board during the opening rounds. And apparently a mobile device later was then found in a toilet cubicle alongside a note in a script similar to his handwriting. So as you can imagine, no more chess for him.
Did he ask ChatGPT?
He should have, rather.
What's the next move, kind of thing?
Maybe did.
Is that how it happened?
No, but seriously, though. No, he leaned on the machines because
there you go.
They play really good chess.
We'll try that coming up next. Watch this move.
More music you love all day on
Jacaranda FM.
Jacaranda FM on the station that sounds like you.
Going out tonight changes into something red. Her mother doesn't like that kind of dress. Everything she never had, she's showing off. Driving too fast, moon is breaking through her hair. She's heading for something that she won't forget. Having no regrets is all that she really wants.